Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want you to know that this title, Cry Out, is it seems so applicable today. We are now about halfway through President Trump's request for us to shut down for 15 days. Now, my guess is that since between the time of when I recorded this and when this runs, that could have changed. But one thing that hasn't changed is the Word of God. And one thing that most certainly hasn't changed is God Himself. He is still in control. And listen to what He gives us through the psalmist in Psalm 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Now, I would never join the crazy preachers out there that are talking about why God has brought this into our world. And honestly, I wouldn't want to expose my ignorance that way. But what I would say is, I want to encourage you, don't listen to them either. These folks are trying to profiteer in a charlatan way because they no more know all those answers than Peter Pan does. But what I do know the answer to is this, that when the people of God cry out, the Lord hears them and He will deliver them from all their troubles. I know the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We are a nation that's in the midst of a great crisis, and yet in the midst of that, God is drawing close to the brokenhearted, and He is doing a great work as He saves those who are crushed in spirit, which is another reason why the people of God should rise up and cry out in prayer. Yes, we should be able to say, let's have proper social distancing. Who would have ever thought that would have been a word just a couple of months ago? Who would have ever thought the way the markets were and the economy were in the United States of America a month and a half ago, who would have ever thought this? But the fact is, this is an opportunity for the people of God to cry out to God and allow Him to hear and answer those prayers because He delivers us from our troubles. But here's what I have learned. When the people of God truly humble themselves, recognizing one, we can't fix this on our own, and two, we need to cry out to God. When those things happen and we begin to pray, God will do something special. And although He will do as God wills, why would we not want to, as a unified body of believers, go before Him as our very first action against this coronavirus and step up and be a people that would cry out to God? Maybe you are maybe you're in a sector where this has hurt you great financially. Maybe you're in a sector where this has given you great fear. It might be where you have great fear for your parents and you're caring for them, but you can't be with them. In whatever sector and whatever way in which this has attacked you personally, know that the righteous cry out. I urge you, this concept of righteousness is not on you. It is allowing you to allow God to do His work in you. The only hope of righteousness I have or you have is the work of God's Spirit within us. So cry out as a person of God. Cry out as a person of faith. Cry out as a follower of Jesus. And know that the Lord hears you. And in His perfect timing and in His perfect will, He will deliver us from all of our troubles. This is a season and a time in which we can grab hold of faith and know that He is in control and He will deliver. My friend, God bless you. And thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Don't hesitate to share these. And we'll look forward to seeing you back tomorrow. It's good to get a cup of encouragement each day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.